You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
All right, we're just about out of this. It's not jail. We're wrapping up the last segment here of the Computer Corner. We appreciate everybody that's participated, and Brandon Disney will join us again next week. Next week, we will be going in-depth into the latest and greatest in tech, software, and what have you, and we're also going to try to get some the opposite side of the software solution, which is an actual CPA, to talk about when it makes sense to use that software and when it may not make sense. So it's not necessarily... in fact, I think one of the local television stations did a survey. They had one person do their taxes three different ways and found that the software was the least effective in getting them the best refund. So we want to try to dive into that a little more next week. So let's see if we can help. Is that Chris?
No, Scott.
Scott, I'm sorry. I say I'm pressing buttons. I'm reading the... He's Scott, you've got an issue with a screen coming up black?
Yeah, we bought a Mini Mac a few days ago and bought a Princeton monitor. And when it works, it's fine, but the screen is indiscriminately going black, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. It'll go black, come back, go black, come back. Sometimes it goes black constantly. Sometimes it's intermittently, and we can't figure out why.
Did you read the owner's manual? I think that's one of the new features.
Yeah, well, I want the feature out of there.
Yeah, what you need to do is blink your eyes really fast.
Yeah.
And then it's not a problem.
All right, well, then I'm all set.
Now, this Princeton monitor, was this a new one as well, or was this some older?
It's a new monitor, yeah.
Well, I would test the monitor on another unit. It sounds like it's the monitor itself. They have little circuits in there that try to detect the signal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear the thing clicking when it does that? Is that click, 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 click?
No, I don't.
No, you don't? Oh, well, normally when you hear the clicking, that's a relay inside the monitor trying to switch gears and trying to figure out what's going on with the... with the signal, because that it's a fairly simple thing to diagnose, because if you switch the monitor with a machine and then put another monitor on this machine, you know, you just follow the problem.
Okay, so if I put my Mac on a different monitor and it's still going on a different monitor, it's probably the Mac.
Correct.
Okay.
You would go back to then the video output.
The one thing we've noticed is it seems to be happening a lot when we're on the internet. Could there be some issue with our internet connection?
No.
Okay.
That's too basic. Okay. That video connection should be constant, so it's got to be some either problem. There's a problem with maybe the cable that connects them, could be the monitor, could be the video card, could be the actual iMac. The iMac, you can probably take it back to the Apple store and just put it on one of their machines, or wherever you got it from, just put it on one of their monitors for 10 or 15 minutes or however long it takes normally, and you'll probably know real quick if it's the monitor or not.
Yeah, we did that. He just tried to shoot me out of the store. He hooked it up with my monitor and looked at it for 5 minutes and said, well, it seems to me.
Wow, that's quality you can afford right there, huh?
Yeah, I didn't think that was the best service.
That sounds like service with a spit.
Yeah, it was service at 8:15 p.m. Get me out of the store.
I see. Uh-huh. So they forgot about the smile part, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'll test with other products and see what happens.
Yeah, but you understand the diagnostic process.
Right,
And then you'll be able to know at least which way to go.
No problem.
All right, Scott, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. What's that do for us time-wise? You know what? Let's just try to sneak.
We've got a few.
Chris, in real quick. Chris, you got a problem with uploading something or other?
Yes, sir. I've got a 2.5-year-old HP system running Windows ME. I'm sorry.
We can't talk to you. We don't talk to people with Windows ME anymore.
Yeah, so yeah.
Anyway, I'll log into my company's internet server to get my email. I log in through Internet Explorer. I can download 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 attachments.
Yes.
Eventually, I'll download an attachment. It won't open. Nothing happens. No hourglass icon, no anything. I reboot the system. I get a not responding message that says AB tip tool. Is that quick enough for you?
AB tip tool.
A as in Apple, V as in Victor, tip tool not responding.
Oh, okay. Well, AV generally is an antivirus utility of some sort. What antivirus program are you running?
Norton.
You can try disabling the antivirus software. Okay. Norton, if it's any of the newer versions, installs about 6 or 7 things at startup now.
Yes.
And any one of those. Now, the thing about Windows ME, ME stands for many errors. So basically, no matter what you do, you're going to have many errors. That's why they wrote it.
I like that.
No, basically.
So, you know, it's a real good likelihood. Now, is it a very, very new version of Norton?
Yes, it is. And actually, I did have a lot of trouble.
Yes, we normally recommend against putting the latest version of Norton on an older operating system, because it does cause problems. Not as many these typical problems, but the performance becomes almost unacceptable.
And you're right. I did have problems when I was loading that software. I've actually got parts of it disabled just because it won't operate correctly.
How familiar with the registry are you?
Fairly.
Okay, because you can probably, what I'd start with is go to Google, put that exact error message into quotation marks, get a little more background on what exactly that is, and then you can probably go into the registry and disable it if it's not a critical piece.
Perfect.
Right, and then hope and pray for like, I don't know, somebody to come into your house and steal your computer so that
give me a new one.
Yeah, something, or
it's time for a new system.
Accidentally drop it as you're on your way out to the car or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, there is one bright side. I'm running ME, but at least I run Cox High Speed, not AO Snail.
Well, there you go.
I'm learning here.
There
I've
you
been
go.
Listening to you guys.
There you go. All right.
All right. Upgrade
Chris,
the system.
Hey,
thank
we're
going to
end the show with that. Thank you so much, Chris, for calling in and holding and all that, and everyone else that called in. I hope as you listen to the show, you got a little tip, a trick, a little something you can take with you. If not, remember, we deliver tips to your email box every single week free of charge. Tip of the week, warnings, updates, shortcuts, all
news
kinds
stories.
Of cool stuff. I mean, you can't. It's you just can't not have this newsletter anymore.
It's
so, datadoctors.com, go to the radio show section or the free help section, and you can see where you can sign up for our newsletter. Or you can visit any of our 20 Valley Data Doctors locations. If you have a problem, you can take your machine in while you wait. They'll just take a look at it and say, hey, here's what's wrong. So take advantage of that as well, or visit our 3,500 answers and questions at the free help section on our website, datadoctors.com. So, once again, it's Ken Colburn, Matt Bauer reminding you that if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See y'all next week.
Here's a fact. The tires on your Ford are the place all of its engineering, all of its performance are